This is Jim Inkster, and welcome to Talk Louisiana. Our signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and from Vantage Health Plan, and we start our show on Thanksgiving with the remarkable George Graham. He's lived in South Louisiana all his life. He's an avid student, chronicler, photographer of the region's culture and culinary traditions, and he was born into a restaurant family, former restaurant owner himself. He's written about Cajun and Creole cuisine for newspapers and magazines. He's been a finalist on television's Food Network Challenge. His blog, Acadiana Table, has been decorated for its success and for its information, and he is back in a huge way with a remarkable book, a book that looks good enough to eat. It's called Fresh from Louisiana, The Soul of Cajun and Creole Home Cooking. Good morning to you, George Graham.
Good morning, Jim. What a perfect day to be talking about my favorite subject, the food culture of Louisiana.
Yeah, this is a day that is celebrated all across our great land in many different ways. And how does the Graham family celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's not a day. It's a week at our house. And believe me, it's the lead up of a few days of cooking all kinds of traditional dishes that are so important to our family. And then it's the days after as we're making turkey gumbo and all kinds of wonderful things during the weekend.
As I mentioned, George, you've had this lifelong affinity and fascination with food and how it's prepared and the culture here in Louisiana, but you've also had a day job of significance. George is one of the top advertising people in the world, and he's done this for a long time. And I guess it's kind of a balance for you. Always has been, but especially now, to be running a thriving business that's largely unrelated to this great passion of yours. How have you been able to do both so well?
Well, actually, it is very related. In our advertising agency business, many of our clients are food-related, either manufacturers or restaurants or food processors in the seafood industry. We've had a real opportunity to blend the two together with my writing about the food culture, blending over and combining with what we're doing in the advertising sector and public relations as well.
Well, as I mentioned, the book is one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen, and I've seen a few great food books, but this one is spectacular. It has all these wonderful recipes and some ideas that you may never have thought of. And, George, this comes from a lifetime of passion. I know you're very proud of it, but are there some highlights as far as those that you would, if you had to give one or two recipes to a stranger, what would they be?
Oh, there's so many great stories. And, you know, I really like to think of myself as a storyteller as I go out and talk to the people who make our food culture so wonderfully colorful. They bring it to life with the family traditions and the heritage of great food. So in those stories are some just wonderful dishes. There's a lot of very traditional, classic Louisiana dishes, but many of them are my, what I would call, creative interpretation of what I like to think Louisiana is all about. I cook not as much by recipe as by curiosity and imagination. I love to get into the kitchen with ingredients and just put together something that is quite different. And I think you'll see that in a number of the dishes. You know, talking about Thanksgiving, sweet potatoes come to mind when you live in Louisiana and our culture of sweet potatoes throughout our rural landscape of Louisiana is an endless variety of dishes. I've had the opportunity to work in the ad business with the Louisiana Sweet Potato Commission. So there's about six different sweet potato recipes in the book, including a sweet potato milkshake that I thought was a really wonderful way to enjoy sweet potatoes. And also one that was really out of a trip that we made a few Thanksgivings ago to Paris, France. It was actually about 16 years ago with our daughter. And we had forgotten all about it being Thanksgiving week. We woke up on a Thursday morning and found ourselves on Thanksgiving Day in France, which, as you might understand, is not a big celebration outside of the United States. So we found a small restaurant who was actually cooking. They were ex-United Americans who were cooking Thanksgiving dinner for all the expats who lived in France and in Paris. So we sat at the table with about 25 other people, enjoyed a great meal. But the piece de resistance was a sweet potato creme brulee.
The book is fresh from Louisiana, The Soul of Cajun and Creole Home Cooking. And you stress, among other admonitions in the book, to buy local and buy fresh. That's so important.
I do. I think that's the essence of what this book is about, is that we as Louisianans are very much attuned to the seasons. Everybody can't wait for crawfish season as it rolls around. And then you get ponchatoula strawberries. And then we have Creole tomatoes in the summer. And all of our seafood, the shrimp and crabs. And then our oysters roll around in the fall and winter. It's a glorious place that we live when it comes to eating fresh and eating local.
I found out the origin of barbecue shrimp from George's book. Where did this begin?
Exactly. That's an iconic New Orleans dish at Pascal Manali's restaurant. About, I think, 1947 was the year that a traveling salesman who frequented the place challenged the cook to make an unusual variation of our wonderful shrimp. In what he called a barbecue shrimp. The funny thing about barbecue shrimp is it's about as far away from a grill or a smoker as as you can get. But when you drench it in butter and all these wonderful spices, it is heaven in a bowl.
You have 7 raw oyster rules. Can you give us the Cliff Notes version of the raw oyster rules?
Wow, there are so many great things. And that comes from a story that my father was an oyster man. I like to say he was an oyster man, but he didn't harvest oysters. He was the man who ate oysters with an addiction, with a passion. And he took me by the hand and took me to the wonderful oyster place in the French Quarter, Felix's, and we ate 9 dozen oysters on the half shell that day. And that was at 10 years old. That was my induction into the oyster eating world at that point in time. So, yeah, oysters are quite a ritual in Louisiana families. And there's so many rules, but I like to say that the rules can be broken. So, you need to find your oyster perfection and go for it.
Well, it's a family tradition with George and his wife, Roxanne, but also there's Lowe's apple pie. Who is Lowe?
Yeah, my daughter, Lauren, is quite the cook and loves to, especially when it comes to baking. And she dreamed up this apple pie recipe, and it's her go-to holiday baking tradition in our family. And, you know, it's a very deconstructed apple pie that uses all fresh ingredients. And it's just a wonderful one-skillet black iron skillet pie that she does wonderfully. So take a look at that in the book, and the recipe is actually quite easy. We use wherever I can cut corners, I do, and we use store-bought pastry for that. I think there's so many great pie crusts out there that if you just get creative with the fillings, you can make some wonderful pie variations.
Well, it is a magnificent book, fresh from Louisiana, The Soul of Cajun and Creole Home Cooking, from George Graham, who knows the terrain well. And there are so many fascinating aspects of this and in all realms of the Cajun and Creole cuisine that George traverses, that it's something we could talk about all day, but it is a book that is available out and about, and a spectacular visually appealing book in addition to the information, Fresh from Louisiana, The Soul of Cajun and Creole Home Cooking. And George, it sounds like you're going to be doing this for a while with this kind of a book that you have produced. I know there's more coming.
Absolutely. We're working on the third book now. So everything is a work in progress. And if you want to find out more about new recipes that we're working on, go to acadianatable.com, where we're doing not only restaurant recipes, but a lot of videos right now on cooking. So I think that it's a wonderful place to live and to take advantage of all of these wonderful fresh ingredients that we have.
Again, it's Fresh from Louisiana, The Soul of Cajun and Creole Home Cooking, from the Harvard Common Press, from a great native Louisianian, George Graham. George, congratulations, and let's do it again soon. And again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your spectacular family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jim, and thank you.